Good morning and a very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So good morning, everyone. Welcome. As you probably know, if you were able to join us last night, there's quite a few of you joining us last night for a bit of a review of last night's FOMC. And it was really quite interesting. It was quite volatile. The markets were kind of expecting a hawkish rate cut, which is we're going to cut now, but we're going to have to wait and see and be patient and be cautious, and we're not sure about the data. In fact, and there was a couple of key sort of statements made, and you could see a visible reaction from the markets, but it actually started to turn really quite dovish that the next expectation is a rate cut, and that they've got serious doubts around the US data and the job numbers specifically, which is why they're cutting rates in the first place. So they think there's a bit more of a weaker jobs dynamic than perhaps the figures are suggesting. So that creates a whole set of additional problems. They actually alluded to the reality that we're averaging in the last number of months 40,000 jobs per calendar month, and they think it's probably 60,000 jobs less than that, meaning we're running at negative territory, which is below kind of neutral levels, which just it leans towards that dovish angle, and not discounting the fact that the Fed is ready and waiting to react, you know, when the time is right. So I guess the market just looked at that and said, hold on a minute, this isn't that hawkish. This is actually, we're going to wait and see, but you know, we could have low rates and the printing press could be switched on and fired up, you know, at any minute, you know, whenever the time is right. So again, it's just going to be really quite important to project and look forward at that data and see if it kind of goes down the path of, you know, more rate cuts. And we'll do a CME FedWatch tool analysis this morning as well, for those of you that are joining us for the European trading session, to just really verify where we're at. We're expecting, this time yesterday, we're expecting, or the markets were expecting, should I say, three rate cuts between now and the end of 2027. And we're going to see whether that's gone up or whether that's gone down. We've got the dot plot as well, which is quite narrow and quite rangy. So, we've got quite a wide range of potential positioning around interest rates for the Fed. So it's long and it's narrow and quite long. So let's get into it then, shall we? We'll start, of course, with our risk warning currently up on screen. As always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. And just to go through a quick introduction with you, all profitable traders, of course, need to consider, you know, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, trade management, along with trading psychology, all very important features. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, of course, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's discuss this, because we did get our rate cut. We'll bring up Forex Factory. So good morning, everyone. Welcome. So Wednesday the 10th. So it's quite interesting. We're getting a few pause sort of dynamics playing out across the board. And the Bank of Canada is one of them, pausing at 225. We had a pause from the RBA on Tuesday at 3.6. So we're seeing a few pauses now at some slightly higher levels, perhaps more so than others. So this is the 25 basis point rate cut, pretty much in line with expectations. So coming in 3.75. And we got the economic projections as well. I'll just give you a quick snapshot of that. It's just to suggest, so these are last night's FOMC numbers. You can see previously we were probably a little bit more compact, you could say, and now the next time we get these projection numbers, we've got sort of consensus to close out 2025 around 3.75. And then you can see over the course of next year, it's quite, there's quite a wide range here from 2% to 4% pretty much. And it's like that for the next 2 or 3 years. And you can see how long the long run, where we're at. And there's quite a lot of uncertainty around the future policy. So it could be anywhere from kind of 2%, like we said, to 4%, which is quite a wide range. And we're at the top end of that range at 3.75. But I suppose as the data unfolds, we'll get a much better update. So really, we packed up last night's live broadcast around the FOMC saying, right, well, actually, this is quite surprising in the sense that it's a little bit more dovish than probably we would have expected, which meant we were likely to get a bit of a rally in the industry markets, and we were likely to get a weakness in the dollar. And we started to see those things. I'll just share that with you just briefly, because I'm gonna look at what's caused a bit of the anxiety in these markets. So we had a really strong rally in the euro dollar, pound dollar, a little bit more upside in gold. And we were making new highs in the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. Now, since then, we've had a bit of a pause in the dollar trade, and we've had quite a sharp pullback, you'd have to say. We've kind of broken below recent daily lows. However, the reason for that is a little bit more to do with the AI trade. And we had corporate earnings from Oracle yesterday or last night after the FOMC. And it disappointed on the revenue side, but really with a particular focus really on their cloud sales, you know, really disappointing. And the amount of debt they're getting into to support their AI infrastructure and the data centers. And the problem with that is, as we've mentioned quite a few times, is the return on investment. So they're in somewhere in the region of $100 billion in debt, we understand. And I guess investors will start getting nervous if they're not getting a return for that capital in a timely fashion. And with all these AI firms, you could say, rolling out they're no longer supporting the AI trade with their own capital, with their own cash reserves. They're now going into the market to try and secure the capital as debt to reinvest it into the AI story. And investors are just getting a little bit worried, a little bit concerned around return on investment. So that's the reason behind the initial rally from the Fed being more dovish than we would have expected, followed by the strong pullback we've seen since we got those corporate earnings from Oracle. Now, on a net basis, does it really change the dynamic? Not particularly. We can understand the fear kicking in. We would suggest that the dovish Fed is probably, rather than the reduced revenue numbers of a very, very small amount, 0.1 of a billion or 0.9 of 1 billion or something like that, which is not, let me see what that number was once more. Yeah, so look, we were expecting 16.19 billion and we got 16.1 billion. So just, I mean, it's not massively below, but if we look at the Oracle, there's a nice chart here to just demonstrate. We've still got just marginal record levels of revenue previously here. Yeah, 15.9. We now got 16.1. So we've got record levels of revenue, and we've really disappointed on the earnings per share. The forecast. Sorry, we exceeded the earnings per share number. Yeah, and you can see we've got record levels of earnings per share. So really going overboard to try and sort of compensate the investor, but with slightly lower revenue numbers and the need really to secure additional financing to roll out the AI sort of data center narrative. And there's a lot of circular financing going on within the AI story. And I think it's just an opportunity for the markets to say, right, well, we're a bit nervous around this. And as a result, we saw these prices sell off. So where are we at? We're at an important sort of phase for these markets. Now, regarding the indices, we've got a bit of a pullback to see if we can get into the upside. We'll see how these markets play out today, of course. And we've got these opportunities in the dollar now. So yesterday we had a news-driven rally and spike, and it was quite volatile at one period. We rallied to the upside. We pulled all the way back. We rallied to the upside again. So we were up and down. Let me show it to you on a 15-minute. So this was the choppy period. We sold off. We rallied. We sold off again. We rallied back up, all within the hour. And then we extended higher. And since then, we've not really done a huge amount. So what we have now is this little breakout of strong resistance. If I zoom out a little bit, you get to see these highs in here. Now, our bias has been to the upside, and we were able to get into the dollar yen trade. And now what we have is a sideways moving pattern above strong support. So if we look at these highs at these levels, we're above the moving averages, above the monthly high. We're above, you know, the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 day highs. Yesterday's candlestick is really bullish and volatile, and we're now suggesting we get some further continuation in the euro against the dollar. And the same analysis can be applied to a few of these. It's kind of pulling back off the highs, but now we do have a bit of a pullback as we speak. But you know, the size of the trade is probably a little bit too large. Whereas if we capture these lows, now this might pull back aggressively over the course of the day, in which case we'll be looking to buy these markets at lower prices. So and then this was the trade we got into yesterday. We had some good continuation overnight. It must be said, we're currently pulling back off those lows. We're only really pulling back into sort of potential resistance. So our bias is very much, and there's another opportunity to get into this trade for anyone that's still looking at it. And what you have is these slightly tighter stop losses in here as well. With a new low at the 155.48 level. So we're already in the dollar yen to the downside. We're still in the NASDAQ to the upside. So we're going to look at these highs in here. We've got just a marginal new high. And last night was what we'll have to do next week is really pay attention to the job numbers and the inflation numbers, because that could change the view. But last night, Jay Powell did appear to try and give these markets a boost between now and year end. That's what it kind of feels like. So this little pullback, not overly concerned. If you're in these markets, you kind of want to try and stay in them. And we've been in them for quite a while, just grinding higher. That's all we've been really doing with them. And we've got this sort of AI backdrop, which came in a little bit weaker. There's a bit of a wobble last night, but that's all we perceive it as, just a little wobble. So there's an opportunity to buy the NASDAQ. There's an opportunity to, on a pullback, there's an opportunity to get in to markets like the euro dollar. If prices, they can break the daily highs, and then you've got the daily lows as a stop loss. So look, we're going to look to see if we can now pull the trigger on a few trades this morning. The yen's an interesting one. Still not really willing to sell off to any great extent, even though the Bank of Japan are contemplating raising rates, should I say. We're the price action 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 days in gold is completely all over the place. So not too keen to go jumping into that. And although our bias is to the downside, we're pretty much at those lows. We've kind of had a little bit of a bounce yesterday, and there's a strong narrowing of price action for US oil. So we're quite bullish the indices, we're quite bearish the dollar, and that's really sort of our main focus, which is kind of a continuation of what we've been talking about for the last sort of week. We've only really got now some further confirmation really of those trades. So mixed market conditions due to dovish Fed expectations. Yeah. So let's redraft this then. So what sort of market conditions do we genuinely have? So it's mild risk on market conditions due to a dovish So it's mild risk on. So yeah, that's the main takeaway. Okay, so can we say, look, we're in a mild risk on market conditions due to what we anticipated and what we thought would probably be a little bit more of a hawkish FOMC press conference, and actually it was surprisingly dovish. So concern around the AI trade may prevail just around Oracle. So just be mindful of that. But apart from that, further US indices strength, further dollar weakness, post 2-year treasury note rally. It is probably just worth just commenting on the 2-year. So when we talk about that little rally, so this was the little rally up till I think yesterday, the 9th. So the 9th was the highs, and we tried to break those highs on the 12th, which is Monday, and then this is post rally. So this does kind of stack up for us. We do have slightly weaker bond yields. So we're now post that 2-year treasury note rally. So further dollar weakness. And yen strength and BOJ height rhetoric and narrowing 2-year yields. Yeah, all the yields are going up. The Japanese and the US had been, and now the US is coming down a little bit, and the BOJ is just holding its own. So we're something like 248 basis point differential between the US and the Japanese. And yesterday that was 255. So we're kind of narrowing a little bit. The more we narrow, the better the move we'll get in the Japanese yen. Keeping options open, just mentally speaking, is an important feature of these markets. So on that note, we'll just post today's trade plan into the chat box. Indices up, dollar down, and a bit of a focus on the yen as well. Now, we're going to have to be super patient with the yen. It just appears from the price action as well as anything else, but there was hopefully a decent trade in there at some point in the not too distant future. So let's see if we can capitalize on it. Right. So listen, on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. We'll switch rooms now. We're pretty much in this sort of dovish Fed camp due to weaker employment numbers. And we'll get a little bit of an update on that next week, of course. So the fact that markets are flying blind at the moment, still with limited data, is not great. In fact, I don't recall this happening before. you can be sure if the data was going to be really good and really positive, I'm sure the Trump administration will be bending over backwards to get it out there. The fact that they're delaying and they're pausing and they're not sure and they're cancelling doesn't particularly bode well for this really strong economy that we keep hearing about. Okay, so indices up, dollar down, fairly straightforward, bond yields down. Would like to buy gold if we get an opportunity, but it's not particularly good price action or opportunity at the moment. It hasn't been for the last 9 days. So look, that's the backdrop. On that note, we let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. Any questions, reach out, and we'll see you all. Of course, today's Thursday, so we'll be back again tomorrow, guys, and we'll speak to you again. Thanks, everyone. Those of you that can join us in the European trading session, we'll be broadcasting there in about a minute's time, so we'll see you there very shortly. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.